Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the 2-for-1 Special Podcast. My name is Ren. I got my boy LJ and the OG Dad himself. Man, y'all go ahead and talk to the listeners, man.
What's up?
All right, now, everybody, welcome back. Now, we got a good topic to talk about because if y'all was living on the rock, Nintendo pretty much went crazy on that Direct the other day. So we're going to pretty much talk about that. I think they went crazy because, to me, I'm going to save it for later.
Let's save it for later.
To be honest with you, to me, they went a little bit crazy because theirs were like an hour. I don't know how long PlayStation was and Xbox was like an hour and some change. But like I said, I'm going to save it for later. But
we'll talk later because, like,
But before we get into that, now usually I hand over to Dad with the sports talk and he talk about multiple topics, but for this one we got to talk about one major topic, and pretty much all three of us know, or all two of y'all, both of y'all know exactly what I'm finna talk about. Now, Dad, I'm sorry, but we got to talk about it. Jordan Poole in the Chris Paul trade. Let's talk about that. Dad, I'm gonna hand it to you, Dad. Tell me what's going on. And then LJ, you can go after him. But Dad, tell me what's going on, man.
So I'm assuming you guys watched the NBA playoffs last year.
Yeah.
I don't really, really remember those playoffs last year. I really don't.
So you know, LJ, that's fine.
I think it's a particular play you may be talking about, right, Dad?
Yeah, that's fine, but let me refresh LJ a little bit, okay?
Okay, I think so, I know what you're talking about.
It's, you know, somebody who, you know, it's a classic story that's been told many times. Player, the year prior, the player has a big year, does really good. Player gets paid. Player doesn't do good the next year. All of a sudden, he's crying about minutes. When you're not performing, when you have minutes, you're not performing, so we're not going to give you more minutes. Throwing up stupid shots.
Right.
Your plus minus is way in the minus. You know, like, right. you're not helping the team. You're hurting the team on the floor. But we recognize your talents and know you still need to play some. Maybe you'll get out of your funk. Never get out of it. And now we're stuck like, do we really want to pay this man?
Right.
Do we really want to take on this contract that we gave him? Because there's a thing about it, and it happens in every sport. When you're hungry for the money, and then when you get the money, you relax because you think you made it at that point. Jordan Poole does not have that. I'm still fighting for my life type of grind with him.
Right.
Jordan Poole relaxed. Jordan Poole did not play very good in the playoffs. And I said from the beginning, like, it's if they give him another chance, they give him another chance. But I do not blame him one iota if they trade him. Because, like, after that silly shot he took against the Lakers, like, half court with like 10 seconds left. Now, Steph Curry could take that shot.
Right.
If he's open. You're not Steph Curry, Jordan Poole. You're not even Bradley Beal. And Bradley Beal would be really good. Bradley Beal's top 10. He could be, like, currently he could be a top 10 player. Like,
hey, I ain't gonna say nothing, but Dad got it.
I'm
finna say, you know more sports about me, Dad, so you know what you're talking about.
I don't know how you can say that when the man's been on the bench like Zion Williamson's. Like, you know he can be good, but you haven't seen it
yet. Bro, let's not talk about Zion.
You know, Bradley Beal can ball. Bradley Beal's got traded to the Suns.
Right, and that's the team not winning the championship either. So.
Well, no, because That's a different one. Let me stay on track here real quick. But that's a different reason. Bradley, you know who Bradley Beal is to me. I'm sorry. Jordan Poole. You guys not remembering his name, but Larry Hughes.
I remember Larry Hughes.
I'm drawing a blank.
Larry Hughes was a bucket back in the day, but he didn't care about nothing. He just wanted his money. And he didn't play great. He'll play good in spurts. He'll play just good enough to say, oh, Larry Hughes is still in the league, you know.
Right.
That's going to be Jordan Poole, because Jordan Poole is no longer – like, he can go to Washington and get buckets all day because he's the only one going to be there. But he's not going to have Steph and Clay and Draymond to make him look good anymore, or even Wiggins, you know. They're not going to be there to make him look good. So –
in other words, you say he can't be a superstar on a he can't carry a team champion.
He can't be a champion. He cannot carry a team. I will go, like, if I'm wrong, it's not even one of these. I hope I'm wrong because I know I'm right on this.
Like, yeah. I feel cannot, that, man.
He can't carry a team, so I think it was a smart move, and like getting Chris Paul. Look, I am okay with the notion of Chris Paul just needs to get a ring,
mm-hmm. you know,
just to shut people up. So I would start him, and well, it depends if Draymond resigns too. That's the thing too. Draymond decided he wanted to opt out. So once he opted out, basically, was he opted out, so he's a free agent now. So he's going to test the market, see if he get any more money elsewhere. But like I said, Draymond's a good defensive player, but people don't know what they pay for when they get just a defensive player, though, you know?
Right.
Draymond's not a scorer, you know, or at least like he's not a steady scorer. He's not NBA-level steady scorer. So you know what you're going to get. So... it just see how the market goes. We'll see what free agency card starts.
LJ, what you got, LJ?
I mean, I ain't got really nothing to say about it. I mean, he got traded because he was a nuisance to the team and nobody else wanted him on their team no more.
I wasn't going to throw the allegation all over there, but you know, that was, since it's already been thrown out there, the live memes say I can see why Draymond knocked him out.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the memes, not me.
So they had problems since the jump, since the very beginning of training camp, or whenever Draymond had knocked them out. And you kept hearing things about, oh, they're not really messing with him. Oh, he's calling an annoyance. Oh, he only plays good with just the memes. He only plays good when there's a baddie on the sidelines. So... I would get rid of him too if I needed to keep Clay, Draymond, and Steph.
And yeah, he go to Washington and ball out because, like, you know, like there's some like you said, like he balls when the baddies are out. So
right,
DC got some baddies over there. He'll be all right.
All right, here's my thing. Number one, allegedly, the reason why Draymond did punch Jordan Poole was Jordan Poole mouth. And we all know Jordan Poole got a mouth because some camera guy or somebody was recording through their phone, I think, when Steph had to check him because he was going crazy on Draymond. I think it was during the playoffs, too. I don't know. But Steph had to check him because he was going crazy on Draymond for no reason. And Steph was like, bro, you just can't do that. Like, you just got here. And then last year, you know you were doing good last year. Like you said in the beginning, that don't let the money go to your head. So he was beefing with Draymond. Allegedly, he got a crazy mouth in practice. And then on top of that, a lot of people said the money got to him. And then on top of that, bro, you beefing with the franchise maker, Steph Curry. Come on now, you can't do that. Other reasons, like you said, during the playoffs this year, he wasn't like he was last year. Like y'all said, once again, the money got to him. And on top of that, he was trying to be the third Splash Bros. Like, no, you can't do that. Self, Clay, that's it. You can't be like Curry shooting crazy shots from the half court because you're not known for that. Curry known for that. Clay rarely does that. And when he do it, it's only when it's necessary when they like above 20 points. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You can't make decent shots when you're supposed to, and you're not consistent like Self and Clay. So on top of that, like I said, you pretty much fumbled through this year playoff. So they were like, yeah, we just gonna get rid of you. So I think that's the reason why he was getting a little bit too much Hollywood. And like I said, you were beef with the franchise player, which is Self. And he probably, I won't say he's the reason why, but he probably played like a little percentage of him getting traded. Now, Chris Paul, here's my thing with Chris Paul. If this man don't win a championship with Golden State, he just need to retire. Because they basically saying, look here, bro, you got about two more years in you. We want to give you a championship ring. So here, you can get it with them. If Chris Paul cannot win a championship ring with Golden State, so I don't know how long his contract is. I don't know if it's a year or two. He about 38, about to be 39 by the time the season starts. So he only got until next year for real to actually play. So if he don't win a championship ring in next 2 years, this will be like the funniest thing in NBA, because they literally is handing this man a ring. That man got to play with KD, got to play with Steph Curry. Then on top of that, you had a decent team in LA. You fumbled that too. So I'm like, bro, they literally handed you a ring. So Chris Paul, if he just don't win a ring, because like I said, I don't know if his contract is year two with Golden State. But if he don't win a ring, he might as well just go ahead and retire, and he will be the meme of the entire NBA, because they literally is handing him a cheat code to get an NBA championship ring. So that's my thing about it. We'll see.
Are you finished about that? Because you said something blasphemous right now.
What? What I said?
So, let's go back to your previous statement.
Okay.
The one where you was talking about the Phoenix one. KD didn't get there till right before the trade deadline. He didn't even play with them for the last few games of the season.
Well, hold on. Was they number one? Oh, no. I'm thinking about next. I was thinking about last year. I'm sorry, Dad. Yeah, because last year they was going like, crazy.
And I'm not going to deny it. Chris Paul has had playoff injuries. But he's like the anti-Kawhi in the regular season.
Right.
In the regular season. He'll play every game he can. Like, he's proud to play NBA games. But he gets the similarity is they both get hurt during the playoffs.
Right.
So that's Chris Paul's problem, him constantly getting hurt. Could it be the Warriors in Houston if he didn't get hurt?
I forgot he played in Houston.
Yeah.
With James Harden, well, right? Yeah, he was playing with James Harden. Wasn't in Houston, right?
Yeah, it was okay. Him with James Harden. But let's not get it. Let's not be quick to slander over here. Because like Charles Barkley never won a title, and he's doing just fine.
You're right. He's doing wonderful in that broadcasting. You're right.
Mm-hmm. So let's not be so quick to slander. You know, let's still hold out hope. Okay. Now, Chris Paul is a better player than Charles Barkley was in this time of both of their careers. So, I'm hoping he gets it done, you know, because he's played for my team.
Yeah.
You know, but I never was the one to like be big on slander on Chris Paul, because, like, I'd be rooting for the guy, because, you know, I just, like, I want the dude to win one.
Right.
If not the only reason, just to shut people up, you know.
Right.
Because I think the ring thing is, because it's a team sport. Like, I think, like, you can't just put it on one player. Only time I would ever, like, give a ring to one player if LeBron would have won it that first time he went with Cleveland, and it was him and the Pips, and they just – he had to do everything over there because nobody else could beat the Spurs. I think Larry Hughes was on that team, matter of fact.
He was on that team.
Well, I'll tell you one thing about the Spurs. Spurs. I don't know where that came from. But I'll tell you one thing about the Spurs. I will be pretty much watching them the entire NBA next year or next season.
Just because of Whippy Yama?
Just because of him. Yama, because they are hyping this man up. Literally hyping this man up. So I'm just gonna watch them just to see. Cause I think they were last put. No,
I don't think he's gonna be a bust or anything. But that man is lanky.
Well,
and let's
put it like this: KD got a similar build to him.
Right.
Let's just hope.
KD is, I don't know.
Let's just hope he don't get injured because they got some heavy hitters, especially people around his size in the Western Conference. So. You know, we just got to wait.
I'm more worried for his knees than anything.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm worried about his ACL.
I mean, I'm not too worried about his ACL because he really ain't gonna be moving crazy because he don't even got to jump. All he got to do is just put his hands up and he's literally touching the rim.
You know he's going.
Doesn't work like that in NBA.
Yeah, if that worked in the NBA,
Sean Bradley would have been the best center of all time.
But I'm more so like that. I think his knee's gonna probably do it to him. I don't think he gonna tear ACL. Cause he probably ain't he what they gonna do is depend on if he gonna be a center, which he probably is. They gonna just tell him we just gonna put you in the center and then just run around, get rebounds and blocks and that's
he
it.
He better be a center as tall as he is.
Well he could be a power forward.
I think they'll play with a three, to be honest.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
A three?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they'll play with a small forward, probably.
Alrighty. That'd be okay.
You'd be surprised, huh? Because, what you call it? Bam. He was a center, then usually he paid small
Bam
forward.
Bam played center. Bam
still
played
center.
But
yeah,
some,
Bam always played center.
But he went, sometimes they swap it out with Kevin Love. And Kevin Love plays center sometimes.
Yeah, he'll play four, maybe.
Yeah.
He ain't never going lower than four.
Four and five, I can see. I don't really see a three, but.
Well, way beyond his skill set, they might put him at three because it's a mismatch. Either position you play him at, he could be a mismatch for somebody. So, that's the thing. That's the thing. And
also, he got handles,
one of the best coaches ever.
Yeah.
He's one of the best coaches ever who's going to know how to put him in proper position.
Yeah.
So,
I'm just excited to see him play because I know he was going crazy in France. So I just want to see how he's gonna do over here.
France.
Yeah. He did good in France.
What?
Crazy though.
That for what they said. I mean, for what I seen, he was doing good.
I'm just saying that's France and that's not the NBA.
Which you is completely right. But you know, we'll see.
I'll say this, but. I need to know your definition of crazy for that walk. You keep saying things go crazy, and it's like, you know what? Let's just keep going. Let's go on to the next subject. Let's go on.
That's just my wordplay. But I just hope he just don't get hurt. Because it's another, who's that dude who was like his height in OKC, but he got hurt the entire season?
Chet Holmgren.
Yeah.
Yeah, he hasn't played yet though, because he came in the league hurt.
Yeah.
No, he got hurt in summer.
He got hurt during summer practice when he got drafted, and then he had to miss the entire season. So I don't know if he's playing next year either. So he's another one that you know people got to look out for. So we just gotta wait and see about him or about both of them. But let's go ahead and jump to it because we got a special topic for Daily Dose of Anime that pretty much I'm gonna let Dad speak on it, but we're gonna say that for last. But let's go ahead and jump into it because One Piece is pretty much taking over the past few weeks. Now, One Piece, it has come to pretty much everybody's attention that Luffy, pretty much Gear 5, spoiler alert, but Gear 5 will be revealed in 7 weeks, but well, 6 or 5. because I screenshot this late. Either way it goes, it's coming soon. So, Dad, how do you feel about Gear 5 and it potentially shutting down the entire internet?
See, you have these standards.
Hey, they saying Gear 5 versus Kaido going to shut down the internet. I'm just saying. I'm not a One Piece, you know. I won't say it because I don't want LJ to go crazy. But, you know, I'm just saying.
It might shut down an app, but it ain't shutting down the internet.
You don't think it'll go crazy?
There you go with that word again.
But you don't think it's going to, like pull, like.
It's going to pull numbers.
Gonna put numbers, but you don't think gonna do like Dragon Ball with Goku versus Jiren type stuff?
No. Because hear me out, okay? Because that part was like, it was kind of magical in the moment, just because like it was only word of mouth, really. Like,
which one? Talking about Goku versus Jiren?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a lot of just word about everybody was when it finally came to the end and they was fighting.
Right.
Like everybody was watching it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you ain't lying.
And when you went UI, you know what I'm saying? It was like, oh, it's about to go hard right here. And then like it was mainly word of mouth. I think One Piece is just so long.
Yeah, you right.
So like I don't know, like it'll pull numbers, but I just don't think it's gonna be like
you don't think you're gonna shut down.
No.
Okay. Mr. One Piece man himself, LJ, what you gotta say?
Again, I don't know why you call me that.
Because you love One Piece. You always bring it up. You always bring it up when you compare that Attack on Titan.
You always bring it up.
No, you always compare it to Attack on Titan. I got the footage. I can legit go and look. Anyways, how you feel about Gear 5? Tell the folks how you feel about Gear 5.
It's gonna be a cool transformation. I mean, it probably. So Dad started it, but he stopped it. He was saying that like with the Goku and Jiren fight. It went through word of mouth and everything like that. But the same thing's going on with this. And more than likely, what's going to happen is the same thing with that fight. Because it has happened before where someone has shown on One Piece. And people will not go watch it. They will just watch that scene or that episode. And that's probably what's going to happen. Is everybody just going to watch that episode. It's going to break the two apps. Or the websites that everybody's gonna watch, and then everybody's gonna get mad and go on Twitter, and they're gonna not break Twitter because Goku and Jiren didn't break Twitter, but everybody was talking about it on there. So that's going to what happened. That's the whole timeline of what's going to exactly happen with that.
I feel you. It probably gonna what it gonna this is what we're gonna do. Obviously, it's gonna go. It's going to be all over my TikTok. I can tell you that. It's going to be doing that for a couple of days. It's going to shut down Funimation. Because pretty much anything nowadays shut down Funimation. Crunchyroll, probably so. I don't know if it's on Crunchyroll. It probably is. And people just, like you said, people going to post it for a good week and a half. And then they're going to move on. So. I'm ready for it because everybody keep on talking about Gear 5, this, Gear 5, that. I'm like, bro, y'all been talking about Gear 5 for almost 2 years. So I'm ready for it to happen, and I'm ready for them to fight so they can move on, and then whatever the next arc is, they could do whatever the next arc
is. You know, I agree with you. You know, you said something right there that I wholeheartedly agree with you. They've been talking about this Gear 5 for a long time. It's sort of like with people, how people have been talking about this ending to a certain anime in the past couple years.
I knew he was going there.
Oh man. Hey, you got a few months to wait for greatness to end. That's all I gotta say.
Just know I didn't say nothing.
I know. I know, but I'm just saying y'all got a few more months.
You like to blame me.
All I'm saying is y'all got a few more months until greatness ends. No, I'm anime. Just saying
it shouldn't be a few more months. It should be over.
Is it not relatable? I'm confused.
It's not more? Because One Piece is actually good.
You know what?
I'm not gonna say nothing. I'm just gonna let the anime speak for itself.
To try to put the two on the same level is like putting trash with, like, I don't know.
So you can't even say it.
There's nothing to relate to it, because it's just the audacity to just put those two together. It's just horrible.
You're right, because Attack on Titan is on top.
Because Attack on Titan is just trash.
Just wait to the end.
You know what it is. You know what Attack on Titan is.
Just wait to the ending.
It's Attack on Titan is it's microwave food, microwave home cooked meal. It's so much better when you had it when you had it the first time. That's season one, but when you got to reheat it, it's not as good. Actually, sometimes it's garbage.
All I gotta say is just wait.
Should have been thrown away.
Just wait till the ending. That's all I gotta say.
And wait for it to be trash again? Cool. Okay.
You wait till the ending. I'm not gonna, y'all, you know what? Luffy Gear 5 is coming in a few weeks. Alright, now some more One Piece news. And LJ, I wanna get your input first. Netflix adaptation will be released August 31st. How you feel about that, LJ?
I just need Netflix to stop making only adaptations.
That's it? That's it. That what you gotta say?
Now, I agree with LJ 100%. They say that some of this was good. Some people in the test market liked it. But I don't know who Leo's testing it with, though. That's the problem.
I'm gonna say, if it's a particular group that we covered a while back with the top 50 anime list, then you know not to trust them. Oh,
dear God, don't you almost triggered me. no, but like, I don't trust Netflix. I don't trust them. I don't.
I feel you.
Unless you're putting out an anime that's already out there on their service. I do not trust Netflix with an original thing. They had one or two on there. I thought that was like pretty cool, decent, but it wasn't their original. They're just like putting something on there that's already there. You know what I'm saying? That's already out there.
Right.
That's what Netflix does. So
I'm gonna tell you mine. I'm not gonna watch it. I'm like LJ. Any live adaptation anime, I'm not gonna watch, because I just don't see it, unless we found a new CGI tool that could just pretty much make it look like the anime characters. But we don't have that technology.
I'll give it this: the whoever plays Zoro actually looked like he's doing a really good Zoro.
Okay.
Then two, the Sea Kings actually look pretty good with the CGI. Other than that, when they did Luffy's gum no pistol, that was garbage.
You gonna throw that out there?
No, just throw that. But I did tell one of my friends, I said, if they added the WB kids or the four kids theme that they used to have for One Piece when they used to show on there,
right?
Best anime adaptation movie ever. Just with the theme song. Well, the rest of it will be trash, but.
Well, we gotta wait and see, because we got 2 months. But I might watch it just to see, but I'm not finna get my hopes up of this thing being good. It's probably gonna be 6 at best for me out of 10.
6? That's some high. I was expecting you to say 3.
Nah, I say 6. Because it looks okay. As long as they get. I don't know. Like I said, live adaptation anime. I don't know. Well, everybody out there, the One Piece live action will happen on Netflix August 31st, so y'all look forward to that. Now, here's one thing that shocked me. Genshin Impact anime. Y'all pretty much probably forgot about that. But Genshin Impact anime, according to who said this? According to wherever that E word is, I'm not finna butcher it. They said that the animation will be better than Demon Slayer. So how y'all feel about that?
They have the money to do it.
We all know Genshin Impact got the money to do it.
They really have no excuse.
Yeah, right. What you about to say, OJ?
That's it. If they have the money to do it, the reason you have good animation is in part because you have the money. So as long as you have the money, you can do good animation.
Right.
They have the money and the support. So, right. There's no excuse.
You're right, because they damn sure got some money.
They can't come out and stop animation. They can't do that.
You're right. Now, I don't know when Genshin Impact anime is going to be released. They just say that the studio behind it saying that it's going to be better than Demon Slayer as animation. So, I don't know. But like you said, they got the community, the money, and resources for this to be a good anime. So,
I know people who personally done contributed to that fund, so...
Talking about Genshin Impact? I did. I ain't going to say Rob because it's... Y'all know why, but I did for somebody.
They spent $5,000.
Yeah, I ain't spent nothing but almost $50. Oh yeah, I ain't spent nowhere near that. But I pretty much gonna look forward to it because I like the game and all that good stuff with it. So all y'all get your Impact people fandom out there. Y'all get ready for the anime. I don't know if it's coming out this year, but pretty much it's coming out whenever. Come out. Now, Chainsaw Man, for all the Chainsaw people out there, season 2 is on the way, and they also getting a movie. Now, I don't know if y'all watched the anime, but how y'all feel about that, though?
I mean, again, when you have success and you have a backing, no matter how crazy the writer is, eating fish for no reason.
Yeah. I don't know what his problem was.
Just, you know, you have the success, you're going to get the backing for a second season, probably a longer season, and they're going to get a movie, which is par for the course. You're successful, you get those things. So, ain't nothing else what we say on it.
LJ?
I mean, yeah, it's no surprise. They're successful. Everybody loves the show. I mean, it would be more surprising if they didn't get any of this stuff.
Right. I feel you. Like I said, I saw a couple, maybe 3 episodes of Chainsaw Man. But for the 3 episodes, I liked it. The manga was amazing, and I knew the people liked the manga. So... I was surprised about the movie. I didn't expect it to get a movie. I was expecting season 2, but the movie surprised me. So they probably what they gonna do is they're probably gonna pull a Jujutsu Kaisen. Probably ain't gonna be maybe 4 seasons, and then they gonna end it because the manga ain't that long of Chainsaw Man. So they're probably gonna follow Jujutsu Kaisen. They're gonna drop a movie, and it's gonna be a short anime, and that's it. So Chainsaw Man people out there. Y'all get a season 2 and a movie, which I do not know when the movie's coming out, but I think season 2, they ain't even say when season 2 coming out. So I don't know when season 2 or the movie coming out, but pretty much y'all getting both. Now, I wasn't surprised at this at all. I knew this was going to hit. Black Clover movie was 100% hit on Netflix. Now, I saw that coming from the get-go because the community was hyping this up a lot. And from the screenshots before they even before the movie came out, I was like, oh yeah, I knew this gonna hit. So how y'all feel about Black Clover movie? Y'all saw it yet?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Okay. But how y'all feel about it being 100% hit on Netflix?
I have to watch it because it does have a fandom. A really good fandom. So like I said, I'm not surprised either. So
now for what I heard and for what I saw, number of good reviews, and they said that from the beginning of the movie until the end, it was nothing but pulling up. People were fighting left and right. So that's that. Dad, you wrong for what you sent me. I just saw it. We talk about it later. Now, the one that surprised me this morning, and Dad, I'm going to let you, this is going to be completely you. My Hero Academia got a prequel manga and is getting an animated series. I did not know they even had a prequel. Everybody this morning when I was going through the comments was surprised themselves. So, Dad, like I said, you're the My Hero expert. The floor is yours. How you feel about this? And are you surprised that this is even a thing?
So, the headline is kind of, well, it's not misleading. It's not a new series. It's the My Hero Vigilante series.
Right.
That they're doing.
Right.
So, because we first hear a prequel, say, oh, are they going to do an All Might series? Are they going to do, like, something like that?
Right.
Like, but no, it's not. Which, by the way, if they go back and do, like, the story of All Might and stuff like that, and go all the way to where you fought Alpha One the first time.
Right.
You know, that'll go crazy.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Right. I want to know what happened between them fighting. Shoot. Because he was saving somebody, and that's when Alpha One punched him or something like that. I don't know. You know, officer, you know more than me that. I just threw a wild thing out there, so I could be so wrong.
But it's off the Vigilante series, and what we're it's gonna go hard for the simple fact that this is like a few years before like My Hero starts,
right?
And these are the people who just like who are in love with heroes, but couldn't go to the schools for I don't want to spoil it for one reason or another. Couldn't go to a hero training school, but they wanted they look up to the hero, so they do what they can to they do something in their own local streets. So it's really good, and I think it's going to do numbers. It's going to have a great story to it. Cause I don't want I'm trying not to spoil it, but it's a really good story. I warn you this, it's darker though. It's a whole lot darker than the original My Hero.
Okay. So, now, when they make the anime series, do you think they're going to go that way?
They have to. There's no other way.
Okay.
You can't tell the Vigilante stories without it being dark.
Okay.
It's not AOT dark, Randall.
No.
I didn't say nothing about a Tango Titan.
No, but I knew where you was going because every time somebody say dark,
I know.
AOT or you think of Neon Genesis.
No, I know it ain't going to go that dark. I know that. I'm just saying, okay. Like, you know, what's that anime? I forgot the anime, but the anime, the manga was dark, but when they made a series, it was completely not dark. Like, they just cut off all the dark stuff. No, I know it ain't going to be that dark. I knew that.
So like, let me put it in perspective here. My Hero, like, as a show, is, like, the town is happy, and, like, everything goes, outside the last two seasons where, like, everything's all jacked up right now. Well, actually, last season, really, because, like, the end of this past season. The anime version, it's been a lot darker. So it's more on the last season vibe,
right?
Like to start with, instead of like everything's all kosher in the city, you know. So it's really about you guys. I'm not gonna say any names. I'm not gonna do anything, so I don't want to spoil it for anybody. But these guys who wants to be heroes but couldn't go to any hero training school, for whatever reason. And they're learning on the fly.
I feel.
But it's going to bang, though. I can tell you that right now.
Okay. But, yeah, when I saw it this morning, I was like, what the heck? But when I looked at it, I was like, oh, it makes sense. It makes sense. So, I'm like you. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to watch it. LJ, how you feel about it?
I read some parts of the Vigilante series. It didn't capture me like it My Hero did, but I think so. I believe there's supposed to be a Minato manga series coming out for Naruto. I think it's going to do. If that manga comes out, I don't think it's going to do as well as My Hero, but I think it'll do pretty good.
Right. I can see that.
I'm not saying it's going to be bad or great or anything. I just feel like some people would be like, well, I don't want to know that part. I only cared about Deku and the people from Class 1A and their story. I think it'd be a little bit different if it was like a All Might story or a manga or right. whatever. It'd probably be a little bit different. But I think the main people who really, really like that, those people are going to be like, oh, I have to watch this. Those people who was just on the bandwagon probably won't watch it and will go to where the next bandwagon anime is. Mm.
You got to hear, something's got to happen to where it's going to bring people into it. Like, no. You're going to get your diehards, but like, there's going to have to be something that's going to be like, oh, now I got to watch this. You know?
Right.
Now, if this is dark and they go that route to the like lore, to where it makes it to where, how can I say this while I'm confused? If they do make it dark and they somehow connect it to My Hero, to where you'd be like, oh, so this is blah, 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 that, I could say it would catch people's attention if they could do it like that. If they can connect the dots.
It's always gonna be connecting the dots.
I mean, you know,
you talking about like a direct,
like, yeah, this is like pretty much is this when they drop the vigilante. I think to bring people in, they should make it to where, like, oh, so this is why All for One was doing this. This is why All for One was doing that. They should make clues, drop clues, and be like, oh, this villain was doing this, blah blah blah. Oh, the villain was awful one. So this is what he was doing in his early 20s and early 30s. You know what I'm saying? To make it to where we got to go watch it to figure out what All Might and Awful One was doing in their early 20s. They don't got to show them fighting, but they can show hints. Like, they could walk across the street and a TV on the corner store pop up, and they talk about Awful One, where they just throw little hints, like 5 minutes, 10 minute hints, and be like, oh, so that's what All Might was talking about in season 3. When, you know what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying, but I, like I said, that stuff with like the diehard fans, the regular
people, probably, I can see that. I can see that could pretty much do a little bit too much. I can see what you're saying, yeah. But that, how you feel about that if they do something like that?
I'd be okay with it. You know, I'm cool.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. But I see where LJ coming from. The people who just watch it, that'd probably be a little bit too much. But people like you, Dad, you probably be excited to be like, oh, so this is what they was doing back in the day.
Yeah, it's got to be something that people go crazy to talk about.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, let's be honest. Nobody was watching, until the Goku Black thing. Like, nobody was really watching Super like that. You know,
you right.
So like, you know, something has to go. Like, oh, they get made behind beat. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. I gotta watch this. You know?
Right.
So, you know, there's gotta be something that happens where you're like, okay, I'm in now.
I got you. So. I got you. But everybody out there, if you've been up to date with the manga like me and Dad, no spoilers, but we know that it's coming to an end very soon. Mm-hmm. So, with them announcing a prequel manga, I saw this coming. So, I don't think this will drop, the anime series, until maybe 4 years, maybe, down the road. So,
I think this is it. Hold on. I think they're producing it into an anime. Because Vigilante's already been out as what you call it?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's a anime series, so yeah, it's not gonna be a manga.
Oh yeah, yeah. I ain't mean to say manga. I don't think the anime series is gonna come out to maybe 3 to 4 years, possibly.
Probably like 3 years. Yeah.
3 years, so yeah.
It's gonna be after season 7.
Yeah,
I would assume.
Yeah, because everybody out there, spoiler, even though it's technically not, because they were talking about this early this morning. season 7 should be the last season for My Hero. Should be. If they follow what the manga is doing.
It's going to be. It has to be.
It has to be? Okay, because a lot of people saying that. And I was like, I can see that because the manga is pretty much at the end of everything. But like I said, I ain't going to spoil it too much. So, yeah, if they follow suit, because the next season, like I said, I'm not going to spoil it. The next season, they should fight somebody. I'm not going to say it, but they should fight somebody that's going to start something. I'm not going to say what that something is, but they're going to fight somebody. After that, they're going to start something again, and then after that, that should be the end of it. Or they're going to have another something, and then that should be the end of it. But like I said, I ain't going to spoil it too much. But season 6, matter of fact, before we even move on, Dad, how you feel about season 6 without spoiling it? How you feel about it? If they follow suit with the manga going through, how you feel about it?
There's a lot of it that was like literally page for page.
Yeah.
So I was happy with it. Some people said like somebody got on my nerves one time when they said like, oh, like the animation was bad for the one part the fight against Sugar Rocky. It wasn't that. No.
It wasn't bad, to be honest with me, because I know exactly which one you're talking about. But it wasn't bad. That season 6 to me was amazing.
Yeah. I think I will put season 6 up against I hate to be in the thing of now, but I think season 6 was probably the best season so far, just because the stakes were so much higher in season 6.
Yeah,
you know, every episode you felt like, especially in the beginning of season 6, you felt like, oh man, like it's got real. Like you expect high schoolers to deal with this stuff right now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like, you know, that's how I was seeing it.
But we just gotta wait and see. But I know season 7, man, just know you gonna cry. If the manga is going the way I think the manga gonna go, season 7, y'all gonna cry even more. That's what I gotta say. Cause I don't know where they're going with it. But from that, not this chapter, but either the 2 chapters ago, when you know who and you know who was facing off.
Mm-hmm.
If they finna go that route and do what you think they may do, man, it's over. Everybody gonna cry. But we just gotta wait and see. Now, before we move on to the main topic, Dad sent me something, and I saw this. I didn't want to see that. I saw this too, but I'm going to say this real quick. Attack on Titan manga was supposed to end in 8 chapters. Now, here's the thing. LJ, be quiet. Here's the thing. And I'm going to leave it at this. When greatness happens in the anime community and you birth the greatest anime to ever be created, you will expand it to where it will end in 8 chapters. That's all I got to say.
LT propaganda.
That's all I got to say. Now, let's jump into it, man.
You don't even want nobody rebuttal or anything.
Yeah, y'all don't need to talk about that. I don't need no remarks.
I just have one question, though.
What you got to say? What you got to ask, Dad? What you got to ask?
Matter of fact, I'm going to ask LJ, because LJ could be a fan. Okay. LJ.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody in this panel, and it's not me or you, once said that season 2 and 3 was not good. So you think that maybe if they were stopped at 8, that, you know, 8 chapters, that maybe they would have been doing a lot better? You know, it would have been a higher rated anime, you know, something like that? You know, I just want to.
You know, somebody on this panel, not me or you, might use Google as a example of what makes a good anime, right?
Right,
rating.
Right.
Right. But when you look at the eye test and you watch it, I mean, it's just trash. And the only thing I can think of is just that the AOT fanboys and girls are...
gotta be inclusive.
Right, right. Are just... how do I say this? Don't know good shit. Mm. So... That's all I can think of.
Let's just leave it at that.
You know. Now, what was the next topic?
See, y'all just wait till we got either we got a special announcement to make anyways at the end.
We gotta go.
So
next topic.
So growing up, the main topic. Nintendo Direct, but pretty much we're just going to compare between all the showcase. But before we get into it, though, growing up in a gaming community, June was pretty much our first Christmas. Can we all agree on that, right?
Yeah, with E3 and stuff like that.
With E3 stuff, yeah. Sure. Now, sadly, matter of fact, we can talk about that. Dad, the floor is all yours. Tell the folks what happened with E3 for the next 2 years.
Oh, E3 has officially canceled 2024 and 2025.
Mm.
So it's really, E3 is done. Finito finished. It's not a surprise.
Right.
It became a money grab for them. And it became a lot of gatekeeping too.
Right.
When E3, and I'll scream this from the top of the mountain until somebody listens, and even if you do listen, I'm telling more people, E3 should always been about networking.
Right.
E3 should have been about, of course you pay your fees to get in and stuff like that, but it should have been about networking and getting your game out there. And just try to meet new people, get some journalists out there, you know, so to talk about your stuff.
Right.
You know. That's why I think E3 just became a glorified advertisement. And that's just, it should have been that way. E3 was done with me, not only when PlayStation decided they weren't going to do it, but when EA held theirs outside. Instead of going inside the building because they didn't want to be part of actually E3.
I remember that.
And I think like Greg Miller did that one or something like that. So like,
sad day.
E3 was pop. I used to love E3. Like,
it was in your neighborhood, wasn't it?
It was a couple hours away. Yeah.
Yeah. Sad day.
Mhm.
So for everybody out there, man, E3, they haven't completely canceled it, but it's not coming in 24 or 25. Dad's saying it's completely gone. I'm thinking what they're doing is they rebranding and they're gonna come back in 26, and then they're gonna see how 26 do, and then
it's gonna be a nostalgia act at that point.
Yeah. Right. So we'll see. Dad said that they completely done. I think they're just going to do a rebrand. Hopefully, they're doing a rebrand for them 2 years. And then when 2026 comes, you know, they're going to have E3. And it's going to be different, but who knows. So that's just something before we get to the topic. But let's go ahead and get into it. Nintendo dropped their Direct a couple days ago. To me, it's a W. It's a few games on there that I'm going to pick up. But like I said, I'm going to go over it. And I'm gonna save my stuff last, cause
I want you to go first.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, you talk about Nintendo Direct.
All right, so here's what they showed. They got Super Mario Brothers Wonder, Super Mario RPG,
mm-hmm.
Wario WiiWare Move It. I think that's the little dance. Detective Pikachu, Luigi Mansion. Uh-huh. Pikmin, I think that's it. 1, 2, that's coming to their little pay service thing, Jiggy. The DLC for Pokemon, which I probably would not pick up, but if I wanted to. I mean, I will pick it up. It ain't because it's trash. I just don't feel like picking it up whenever they come out. Sonic Superstars. Pilo, I think that's how you pronounce it. I could say that so wrong. Persona 5 Tactica, but they already sold that in the other showcase. Myth Force. Splatoon 3. That's the game LJ looking forward to. Princess Peach surprised the hell out of me. I got to see some more on that. Do not know why they bring this game, but Batman Arkham, the trilogy, they bring that to the Switch, which I do not know why. Gloomhaven, not picking that up. Just Dance 2024, I'm surprised that they still make it a goddamn game, but, you know, they're making money. Silent Hope, Fae Farm, Hot Wheels Unleashed, Maniac Mechanics, Mario plus Rabbids Spark of Hope, I'm getting that. Dragon Quest Monsters, I probably will pick that up, but not day one. Pikmin 4, that's the little pay services thing that's coming. Metal Gear Solid Master Collection, surprised the hell out of me. Vampire Survivors, Headbangers, Rhyme Royal, ain't picking that up. Penny Pigs, Breakaway, definitely getting that. And I'm definitely getting Star Ocean, the second story R. And, Dad, don't shake your head, because I know exactly, I know what
you... No, I love Star Ocean.
Oh, no. Oh, I thought you were talking about Mario Kart.
Oh. I was wondering if you going to get to that.
No, here's the thing. Here's the thing. And I'm surprised LJ ain't laugh yet. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. Nintendo. I legit turned that goddamn direct off when they announced another damn DLC.
I don't understand.
LJ.
I don't understand you. You know they not making another one. They, when they announced that they was doing DLCs for the cart game that was made back on the Wii U, you should have known, oh, they're not making another
game. I was having hope.
I know. No.
I was having hope.
There's no hope. There's nothing.
I don't give a damn. There's hope.
DLC.
There's
this game.
I'm not picking this game.
That's been out for almost 10 years.
I'm not picking this damn game up because soon as if I pick this damn game up, 3 years down the road, Mario Kart 9. And I'm going to be pissed off that I've... Bruh, there's no fucking reason there should be any DLC love for Mario Kart 8. There should be none.
But there's new courses and new characters.
Look at that's it. All Mario Kart is just new courses and new characters.
I just want Mario Kart 9. That's not hard.
You're not getting it.
You can make Mario Kart 9 and you can add all the Battle Pass, DLC packs, tracks, characters. You can add however many you want. Just stop adding that goddamn stuff to Mario Kart 8. The game came out on a Wii U. Bro, we was in goddamn high school when this game came out, bro. Matter of fact, I think we was in middle school when this game came out.
No, we were not in no middle school when this game came
out. No, we was in high school then. Bro.
I think we was in college.
No, you said 10 years ago, right?
Almost.
Almost 10 years. So, no, we was in high school. We just graduated high school. I was just graduated high school. Because that will be our 18 years old. So, I know what. I'm not going to say nothing because I'm not going to raise my blood pressure. But I will say this. Super Mario Brothers Wonders look like a good game. RPG Super Mario, definitely getting that.
Looks so beautiful. That looks so beautiful.
What? The Wario where? The Wario games, a lot of people like it. I don't know. I don't know.
It's a party game.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a party game, and it's also for like that family who has like a lot of kids and want to keep them busy, have them be active,
right?
Doing silly stuff,
right?
You know.
So I just got.
That's Nintendo's market, though. That's Nintendo's market. Nintendo's market is party games,
yeah,
and stuff like that. You know, which is the reason why you haven't got a Mario Kart 9, because you're not going to get one. Look,
I'm keeping hope.
let me help you out with something, okay?
I'm keeping hope.
I can give you like a few reasons why you're not gonna get a new Mario Kart, right?
Go for it.
Because once they re-released it from the Wii U version and put it up to the Nintendo Switch, you should have known it was over then.
Right.
But since you held out hope, which I respect, you know, I respect your delusion a little bit, but it's somewhat the marketing too, because like when you have Mario Kart 8, there's some advertisement that made the 8 look like a track symbol. You know what I'm saying? You can't go up from there, you know. And then you can also say, oh well, it's not Mario Kart 8. You turn to the side and say Mario Kart Infinity with all tracks from Mario Kart. They're not gonna make another one. I'm not saying those are the reasons, but like they still getting money off of this Mario Kart. You're like, right. How long have we had GTA 5?
We ain't gonna talk about that. That game been.
That game I can been. Give you 5 good reasons.
You can hold your 5 good reasons. No, I don't want to hear.
I can give you 5 reasons.
I don't like to hear. No, I don't want to hear.
The 5 reasons. Are you want to know what these 5 reasons are?
No,
it's booster course pass wave 1, booster course pass wave 2, booster course pass wave 3, booster course wave pass 4, and booster course wave 5 that comes out, I think, next month. That's your 5 reasons as to why you ain't getting a 9. Maybe wait 5 more and then you can get your 9.
All I gotta say is this. The Direct was a W. The only reason why I say this one tops PlayStation and Xbox Showcase, reason why, is because...
I think you're mad.
No, I'm not mad. What? How mad?
No, like, you're crazy.
Oh, no, I'm saying... Here's the reason why I said this one tops it for me. Because the games that they show on this Direct for Nintendo, there's like these games here, like, it's like, hold on, how many games? It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There's 9 games on this Direct that I will immediately buy. Whereas with the Xbox and PlayStation, if I had a PlayStation, it was like 2 or 3 games that they showed that I would buy. And then also, too, we know for a fact these games going to run good. It's Nintendo. We know for a fact they ain't going to be no issue. We're going to have some issues, but it ain't going to be like Xbox, PlayStation issues. So that's why I said this. Go ahead, Dad.
Can you do me a favor?
Yes, sir.
Name off the 9 games you're going to play.
Talking about from Nintendo?
From a Nintendo Direct, yes.
The Super Mario Brothers Wonders, Super Mario RPG, maybe the WarioWare. Luigi Mansion, Pokemon DLCs, Sonic Super.
Don't count the DLCs.
The Sonic Superstars, the Persona 5, Splatoon.
You're not playing Splatoon. I've been trying to get you to play Splatoon for years.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
When?
When I was playing it myself,
bro.
When you bought your Switch, I said buy Splatoon, and you said
you
nah,
never. Man. I want you to find that message.
That's a lie.
Because I would immediately would have bought Splatoon if you told me that. But
whatever. Keep going.
Splatoon 3. See, you count DLC again,
and that really is not DLC. You talking about the Splatfest they announced? Or you talking about?
DLC? Yeah, it's just an event. It's not
Splatoon 3.
No, yeah, it was just an event. That wasn't DLC.
Oh.
Yeah, it's just an event.
Well, that either way they showed it. Mario game with the rabbits, Dragon Quest.
Mario game with rabbits. I think that's a DLC.
That's
also.
A DLC too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I gotta buy the game, but still, that's something.
I'm about to say you don't have the game. I know you don't have the game.
That's something I gotta buy. The Dragon Quest. Penny Big Breakaway and Star Ocean.
Okay, so we got you down to 7. So, you didn't name, I thought you had the Peach games in there. But the reason that
I probably will get the peach. I gotta see that.
You can't add those. You can't add those because we don't know nothing about those. So that's fine. So you have Luigi Mansion, which is the remaster of the 2013 game. That's fine. Super Mario Wonders. That's fine. Super Mario
RPG.
That's fine. Those three games. Those are three good games. You then said, you said something about Pikmin, but you went away from it. No, you're not paying attention to Wario.
I get Pikmin. I'll be bored if I gotta be bored to play that.
You said so, Star Ocean. I give Star you Star Ocean. Ocean.
Yeah, Star Ocean, I'm copping.
I've been saying, who's not finna get Star Ocean?
You're not playing Persona 5.
I'm playing Persona 5 Royal right now.
No. You're not playing this Persona 5.
I know exactly what this is, though. I know.
Do you?
Yeah, I know what this is. They showed a showcase on Xbox. I know exactly what Tactica is.
You think you'll play a Tactics version of Persona 5, though?
Depend on how I am. But I most definitely will play the Tactica one. I know what it is. I know what it is. Now I will say this though. I may not play it on the Switch though. I ain't gonna lie.
No, why would you play on the Switch?
I may not even play it on Switch. I'm gonna just say that though. I may not play it on the Switch. But I will play it though.
The only three games I see you playing from this direct are the three Mario games and Star Ocean. That's it. That's the only four you're going to be playing. That's it.
Well, you're wrong.
These other ones.
Because I'm playing all nine of that I said. Maybe. Depending on how I am. But either way it goes, it's dull on my part. How y'all feel about it?
It wasn't a bad direct. You know what? I say if I had to rank them, it would be Xbox, then Nintendo, then PlayStation.
Because
PlayStation didn't show too much. But PlayStation's having, supposedly, another one in July. So that could bump it back up.
Right.
The only games that interested me from this whole direct was the Mario games. Because they actually look good. Wonder.
Right.
RPG. And Luigi. I've always said that I have wanted to play a Luigi Mansion, but I have yet to play it. So,
I'm not going
to say I am. But this, it was a good direct. It just wasn't stuff I feel like people were waiting for. But what are you waiting for from Nintendo, honestly? You're not waiting for it. Whatever they say they are going to release is what they're going to release. And you're okay with it because you're not really looking forward to anything from Nintendo.
Right.
Whatever they give to us is like, oh, okay, cool. Like, I wasn't expecting a Super Mario RPG remake, but hey, that's the time to actually play this game. Okay, cool. They also doing this to just see if people wants to play Super Mario RPGs again. Because I'm sure they got a new one they want to put out, and they not sure if people want to play on the Switch, which is crazy to me, but I'm fine with them testing that out. Xbox showed, even though Xbox has admitted that they lost this year's console or this generation console war, Xbox has won this year's E3 or gaming summer, whatever you want to call this.
The showcase.
Yeah. Just because of what they showed, how everybody feel about these games coming out, and just the hype around most of these games. And really including Starfield. That is why Xbox, to me, has won. Or not won it, but, you know, are leading it. Well, again,
talking about because of Starfield?
It's more than Starfield. They had other games that, you know, they showed throughout the
Game Pass.
It's coming. Day one to Game Pass is all these things that goes along with it that I think just Xbox is doing better when come with the games this year or the next 2 years, however you want to put it.
I got you. Dad, what's your input?
So, while I do believe they had a good direct, I enjoyed it. I didn't think he went crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Which, by the way, I still need to get a definition on what goes crazy, because, like,
I'm gonna tell you this.
His definition changes every day, so don't worry about that.
I'm pretty. What LJ just said, that's exactly what that means.
But, I watched this and said, okay, this is cool. You know, it's just like any other direct. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't really nothing out of the box for them. You know, so like I just. Like, when you first said that, you thought it went crazy. I'm like, huh? Like, really? It's nothing out of the norm. But I will say this. Mario RPG looks amazing. I can't wait to play that one. They redid the graphics and everything.
Right.
Looks great. Star Ocean. What, voice acting?
Man, what you say?
So, let me tell you this. I know there's an age gap between us, right?
Right.
That Star Ocean game was the first Star Ocean game I played. And I've been a fan of Star Ocean ever since then.
Right.
That Star Ocean, I still, like, there's... They had a fighting system to where, like, if you keep using your weapon, it just upgrades on its own and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I literally would just grind in this certain dungeon over and over and over until I got my weapons, like, at
next
a certain
up.
Level.
Right.
But the story in that one was amazing. Like, and to be honest, it's been so long because that game came out when I was in high school.
Right.
I think I was like a junior in high school when that game came out. Yeah, I had to have been a junior. Yeah, I was a junior in high school when that game came out. And when I tell you, like, I played a game for like hours on end and stuff like that. And the game was multiple discs too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, y'all don't know the struggle of having multiple discs, like, for one game.
No, we did. Growing up, we had some with multiple discs.
We was at the end of it, but yeah.
Yeah, we had some.
But that was like, so growing up, I'm a huge RPG person.
Yeah.
That's my genre. That's what I play. If you had a game that had multiple discs, that's the first indicator that game's going to go hard.
Right.
You got multiple discs, oh, this game going to do something. You know, because you don't... If it's a one disc, it's an RPG, you're like, eh. Outside of Vagrant Story, which I think was Vagrant Story one disc or two? I think it was one. It could have been two. But, like, most RPGs that went hard had multiple discs. So, and this is back in the PlayStation 1 days. Yeah, PlayStation 1, because PlayStation 2, you didn't really have multiple disc games that much, that often, mm-hmm. if at all. But yeah, like, so, this game, Star Ocean just went extremely hard, and I appreciated it. Like, the fighting system, the story, the fact that you can, like, the character's emotions tie into the game, too, like, how you feel about them, and your decisions that you make can tell you if somebody's going to join your party or not. It's an amazing game. It has high replay value. So, it's going to be a good time for me to bust up the Pro Controller again and start playing it.
Right. Is it then?
But as far as, like, the rankings between the three, I have Xbox, and then I would have... See, to me, like... Neither one, Sony nor or Nintendo, showed me too much to put that above each other. So I put them in the same ranking, to be honest.
I feel that.
I think Nintendo showed a little bit more, because I really think PlayStation didn't show anything that anybody was looking forward to. Like, it was just like...
Yeah, Miles Morales went hard.
That's it. Okay, I give you that. But that was one game. at least with Nintendo, you had three different Mario games. You had Star Ocean. You had...
Yeah. Don't forget that Mario Kart trailer.
Oh, of course, the Mario Kart.
Mm-hmm.
You're not even paying no attention.
No, I heard y'all. I heard y'all. I knew exactly what Dad was trying to do, but I ain't gonna say nothing.
But there was a couple games that PlayStation had that seemed cool. They showed more the Final Fantasy game. But we already knew that game was coming out. Right. And they showed the part two of Final Fantasy VII. They gave us a better trailer on that one. So, and just because PlayStation games have just systematically, they have more power to them, and they're going to be a lot more artistically. They're going to be a lot more detailed than a Nintendo game, just because of processing power. I'm not saying Nintendo games don't look beautiful or they don't have detail. I'm just saying that PlayStation just have more power. It's there's no way around that.
I see.
So, other than that, though, like this, it was good. It was a good showing. Don't think it went crazy. You know, if it was something like, I say the crowd went above average, you know.
Right.
But it wasn't like this was like top five things. Like, no, not at all.
I got
you. I wouldn't put above Xbox at all. So that's my opinion. But then again, I didn't have any expectations coming to this one either. I love Mario Wonder. Looking at it, like I said, oh, this definitely a game I'm playing with my kids. And that's what Nintendo is. Nintendo is, we got games you can spend your time with your family with.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate that.
Right.
So, anyway.
Now, here's my thing, and then we're going to wrap it up. The reason why I said Nintendo to me did better than PlayStation and Xbox is because I was doing some deep diving into Starfield, and for what I was looking into, the dev and the game itself is pulling another Anthem. They saying that out of the 1,000 planets, only a handful, and they said like a handful, will only have life on the planets. Two, they saying that the game wasn't supposed to be, it's supposed to go to PlayStation as well. But the reason why, the director said PlayStation, the PS5 can handle the manpower. So that's why it was going to the Xbox. So it's supposed to go to PlayStation, but the PlayStation couldn't handle it. So it went to Xbox. Three, they were saying how empty it's going to be. The stuff that we saw is legit it. And they were saying out of the planets, it's going to be empty, all that stuff. And then the performance. They said the performance going to be trash. How true that is, I don't know. But people said they were working on the planet. They said the performance trash. Like I said, I don't know. So I'm just being cautious. Because Starfield is giving me that thing, that feeling, where it's going to pull an Anthem. Everybody going to get it. Everybody going to be pissed off. And everybody going to be like, y'all hype this up for nothing.
Didn't I say this to, like, two podcasters or so, that to be careful of that game?
Yeah. And guess what? The director himself said,
director of what?
Starfield. The man. Oh,
okay, so the director. So
he asked what he's over. What he over?
Like whoever Bethesda, whoever the director Bethesda.
Okay.
Because it's not the director Bethesda. Because that's
Like I say, whoever is over the director who over Starfield, he said from his mouth.
He didn't say this though. Or you're misquoting it, because yes, Starfield was supposed to be a PlayStation exclusive. It was supposed to be a PlayStation exclusive initially, but Microsoft bought Bethesda.
I ain't know that either. He just said that the PlayStation couldn't handle it, so that's why the Xbox got it.
No, it was supposed to be a PlayStation exclusive, but Microsoft bought out Bethesda and said, and they wanted to make Starfield exclusive to Xbox, which is fine.
Right.
This is why you buy companies, to make stuff exclusive for your console.
Right.
And the Xbox, statistically, is more powerful than the PlayStation.
Right.
It's already been proven. And if there's 1,000 planets, like, I'm not trying to learn 1,000 different species.
You're right.
Like, I feel like this, the where we got this from is some hater blog who hates Xbox for all of a passion.
No, I got this from IGN. IGN did an interview with whoever the director of Starfield. IGN did an interview.
I remember him saying that it's not going over 30 FPS.
Right.
And you know, I really don't have a problem with it.
Hold on, let me look it up. IGN did an interview with the person behind it, but go ahead, Dad, while I'm looking it up.
Yeah, I saw the interview too. And what, like, I think you're reading the context a little wrong, like with it, because like the way I saw it and the way I read it is that it's not going to be like, you're not going to find like. It was sort of like quelling expectations, so you don't think, oh, I'm going to go to this corner planet, this corner star over here and find a whole new... No.
Yeah.
It's not going to be that. Right. You know.
Not every planet is inhabitable. That makes sense.
Yeah. So, like, you know, like, you're going over here for a certain mission and you complete the mission. Why do you need to explore a whole planet?
That makes sense.
So I think it was just like quelling these ridiculous expectations that people just put on themselves, and that's the way I read that interview.
See, here it is right here. See, they did an interview. You can't see it, but let me pretty much
just read it.
Pretty much, he said that the game was supposed to be on the other platforms, but if they was going to do that, it would cause another delay because Starfield is irresponsibly large. That's what the person behind Starfield said.
So it's Call of Duty.
Large. Right. That sounds like it just got bloatware in it.
And then they saying that it's coming out. Here's another one. It's coming out September, but there was a time when it almost got played out to where they almost canceled it completely. Let me see.
There was a dead period there, I remember.
And then they said Starfield, that was correct. Starfield might have skipped Xbox if they didn't get Bethesda. What's the other one that? But like I said, all I gotta say this. The reason why I gained Nintendo above Xbox is because, like LJ mentioned, just be cautious of Starfield. That's all I'm pretty much was trying to say. Just be cautious of Starfield. Because Anthem was getting same treatment. They showed this amazing trailer. How it's going to look like this. How it's going to look like that. And when we got it, it was nothing like what they showed. And I'm afraid Starfield is trying to do the same thing.
In the defense of Starfield, I will say Anthem did not do a almost hour presentation of just the whole game.
You are
expecting to look for it.
You're right.
All they showed from Anthem was that quick minute of awesome flying, and that's it.
You're right.
Like, I understand why people are like nervous because of what Anthem did, but at some point we gotta be like, okay, people have learned from Anthem's mistake.
Yeah, I can't agree with LJ on that one. I don't think some not most
if
of the
Neymar from Anthem Estate, we wouldn't be having all these game companies apologizing for bringing out unfinished games.
Yeah.
No. Okay, so here's my thing. Because you're throwing in the cyberpunk argument, right?
I'm not even talking about cyberpunk. I was
no, but like I'm saying, like you can throw in the cyberpunk argument.
Yeah, you can't. You can't throw that in it. Yeah.
But because Anthem was trash. And Cyberpunk was broken when it first came out. But Anthem stayed trash.
It did.
Cyberpunk should never have been released on the
PS4.
PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
In old gen, yeah. Which some people still call current gen, which is not. Like, once the new gen comes out, it's no longer current gen, in my opinion.
No, you're right. That's how I see it.
It should never have been released on those consoles, because it can't run on that. Even if you have the Series S, where they have those ones, that were like supposed to be like 4K,
mm-hmm.
but they weren't. It was just a little better rendering.
Right.
Those consoles were not powerful enough for that game. And that's fine. You know, just don't release it on that. It's like.
Right.
Making the PC glad dies, it came out before the new consoles came out. So I get it. But like, the game was broke. But they fixed it. Nobody fixed Anthem.
They sure didn't. Because I tried fighting for that game for the last second, and I gave up. But like I said, all I'm saying is, I'm just... The interview that IGN did with the director for Starfield, creator Starfield, game director, I'm glad he said all that. But he just didn't be like, oh, the game is going to be perfect, blah, 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 blah. You know, he really wasn't selling it, the game. I'm glad that he said all that. So, for us, we could be like, all right, so we finna go in the game knowing that it ain't going to be how they supposed to say. But we all know a handful of games out there going to go in there, going to buy Starfield and go in that game to expect it to be the best game in the world because how Xbox and Starfield was doing it for the showcase. Yeah, they were promoting it, and yeah, we know you got to sell the game and make it look good, but when we get the product, we ain't going to expect it to look like how Xbox and Starfield was showing it. But you got a handful of other people out there that are going to be like, oh, when I get the game, it's going to look exactly like how Starfield showcase and the Xbox showcase was. And when they get it, they're going to be miserable and pissed off because they're going to be like, oh, I thought all the 1,000 planets going to be live and all this. Whereas, I forgot what's 10% of 1,000. Whereas a few planets going to have life and you're going to go to another planet and it's going to look like some dirt. And that's it. And then you're going to be pissed off because you're going to be like, oh, this game trash. No.
Just quell the expectations.
That's how the game, you know, that's what the game's supposed to be if you, you know, do research. But that's it. It's just that when he did an interview, like I said, he was just pretty much telling us behind the scenes what was going on. How it probably wasn't finna come out because how ridiculous big it is. How it's supposed to go to PlayStation, but PlayStation can handle it. How it wasn't supposed to go to Xbox until they got Bethesda, you know, all that crazy stuff. So, unlike Anthem, he kept the real, which, you know, I appreciate him for doing that. But, you know, it gave me like, oh, snap. So, you mean to tell me, you know, but I got faith in it. Like LJ said, I forget either you, LJ, one of y'all, both of y'all probably said it. I got faith in it because they did have their own showcase, unlike Anthem, and they did show an hour gameplay footage of it, and they went way in depth into the game where they showed battle, plants, ships, customization, all that. So we got a glimpse of what the game should look like, unlike how Anthem was, where they only showed this and then later came out. They just threw that at the last second. So that's all. That's all I'm saying. I'm just being cautious of Starfield. And that's pretty much why I put Nintendo above it. Because, Nintendo games ain't going to be, you know, that glitchy and stuff when it comes out. It's going to be pretty much polished when it comes out. Cause I think the only game from Nintendo I played that was I had a problem with was the new Pokemon game, and it only, I only had like two or three glitches in that game, and that's it.
Here's the thing. Your statement is factually correct.
Right.
Factually correct, but Nintendo doesn't have all those problems. They don't heavily invest in multiplayer games.
Right.
Because Nintendo, when you do a multiplayer game, their servers
are trash.
Oh yeah, we know.
Like, it's worse than the PlayStation 3 servers back in the day.
You right.
So like, but that's not their lane. They have certain games that they have, they do it just to appease like the Nintendo users, you know, right. Say, hey, we have a few here. Splatoon is one of them. I hear my son all the time because he's huge on Splatoon 3. He's probably doing the event currently. I hear him getting mad. He was like, it crashed again. I was winning. And Nintendo's known for crashing, like multiplayer games. So let's, what you're saying is factually correct. That they do come balls, but when you're talking about it, you're talking about their single player games.
We're not
talking about things that have to have a server, a dedicated server to them for like multiplayer.
The online stuff. I feel you. But that's just me. Like I said, that's just me. Like I said, Starfield, I'm glad that whoever, director, whoever, I'm glad that he said what he said. It's just that we know the community. Half the community ain't listening to the interview. Half the community gonna get the game and expect it to be the greatest piece of game known to man because of how Starfield and Xbox was persuading it to us. So that's all I'm saying. But Dad, what you gotta say to these beautiful people out here?
Before we go, I think if anything, like before it drops, IGN should like repost that interview just to, like warn players, you know, just in case. Because it's not even a bad interview. It's just like, hey, quell your expectations.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
But first of all, I'd like to thank everybody who pops in and shows up and shows out. I really appreciate that.
Oh, to cut y'all. We almost at 3K on TikTok.
That's nice. And it's natural, too. You know, like, you know, I appreciate it. So yeah, I just want to thank everybody for showing up and showing out. It means a lot. That's all I gotta say.
Andrew, what you gotta say about everything?
I just need everybody to know that Mario Kart is Randall's favorite game, and if y'all want to help him with his addiction, make sure y'all tell him to buy the game.
I'm not buying that game. I'm not. Because guess what? They got a Battle Royale type racing game with 64 players that's about to drop. No.
So you rather play that than Mario Kart?
No, I got the Disney one. I'm waiting for the Disney one. The Disney one.
Oh my God.
That's free to play.
Okay, just in it.
I'm playing that. What's wrong with the Disney one?
I'm just saying.
I got two games that can hold me to Mario Kart.
Keep it moving.
That's all I got.
You might be able to play Hot Wheels then.
I'm not playing that garbage.
Hey, Hot Wheels is on Game Pass.
I'm not playing it. I could have played it right now, but I'm not playing it. I'm not playing no Hot Wheels. It look good though. I ain't gonna even lie to you. It do look good though. But here's my thing. Nintendo got some good games coming out. Xbox got some good games coming out. PlayStation, they got some good games coming out. I will say this is a W. I will say. How y'all feel? Is it W this year overall?
It's not an L, so yeah.
LJ? Sure. You say?
I think it's fine.
Now 2020, we can run it back when it was an L, because it was no game. Well, it was COVID too, but still was no game.
Yeah.
It was no games, but
anything that happened in 2020 gets an asterisk in the past.
Because I don't, yeah, they ain't that, yeah, but overall, we eating good coming this year and next year. That's all I got to say. But, Dad, you got any, you got special announcement to make or no? You going to hold off?
I'm still holding off.
Still holding off? Okay. Yeah. By the time y'all see us, we got some in the works. So when this, well, I got to look at the camera, but I think when this video drops, y'all should see what we cooking up. So we got some more stuff cooking up in the next coming week that we going to post in about 4 weeks, I would say. But anyway, we got some stuff cooking up. We almost at 3K. I think we like at the halfway mark. I got to look and see, but I know we almost there. Once again, like Dad said, we appreciate y'all for stopping by. Hopefully y'all enjoy our content. Like I said, we got some more stuff cooking up, and hopefully y'all enjoy that. But other than that, man, my name Randall, and with me as always is my boy LJ and the OG Dad himself, man. And we go by the name of the 2-for-1 Special Podcast. Hopefully y'all enjoyed this episode as much as we did, and we catch y'all on the next one. Peace out. Peace.